Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. Here's Vic's pass, and it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And that's a touchdown. Clay Harbor makes that catch.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
I think the Bears have two really good tight ends. I've been in tight end rooms, meeting rooms, practice fields, game field. These two guys, three guys, you can even throw Durham Smythe in there, but Colton Loveland and Cole Kmet are extremely tough and physical players. These are guys that can do everything.
Clay Harbor on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love having Clay Harbor in studio so much that he filled in for Mark Grody and me yesterday. Clay Harbor back again today. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And we get back to the finer points of the Bears versus Steelers discussion on Sunday at Soldier Field. As we know, a lot on the line for the Bears. I think even more so given the record on the line for the Steelers. And Ben Johnson did talk about the pass rush and what he expects to see out of this team when it comes to his opponent. So let's listen to what he had to say about the Steelers pass rush and the pressure that Caleb Williams will face from that Pittsburgh defense.
When it comes to pressures, quick pressures versus blitz pressure versus standard four-man rush, they obviously have a high quick pressure rate. What are your talking points this week for your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, they got some werewolves on the outside that shows up. They have some of the between 56 and 90. I mean, it's some of the best first steps I think you'll see in this league. And so when you have both sides that you're concerned about, that's where you got to be pretty creative as a play designer to make sure that they don't affect the game in a negative fashion. So, you know, I think those guys, they hop off the tape immediately, both in the run game and in the passing game. Like I said before, it's a physical unit. They do a great job in the inside, clogging it up and not allowing you to get them off the line of scrimmage. And then those guys on the edge, I think they do a phenomenal job and put a lot of stress on the quarterback. So we got to be very disciplined in the depth of the pocket from a quarterback perspective. Make sure we're not getting too deep because they can run around and tackle in a hurry. It doesn't matter who you are in this league. They're darn good players.
Ben Johnson talking about a Steelers team who is 6-4 on the season. Bears are 7-3, and the Steelers defense third in the NFL when it comes to sacks so far this season. And that's what sticks out to me, guys, is the Steelers have 33 sacks. They are not going to sit there and let Caleb Williams get comfortable in the pocket if they have their choice about it.
That's why you got to just run the ball and make sure the running game is at its peak, as we have seen since the bye week. That's got to be job one, is to establish the run, correct?
Number one rushing team since the bye week. In the last three games, they're averaging 198 yards per game rushing, number one in the NFL, number two overall. But yeah, exactly, establish the run. But what I got my popcorn ready for, it's already popping for Sunday's game, is this matchup between the offensive line and defensive line. The prize possession, the best group in this Bears team, if you guys agree with me, let me know. The Bears offensive line.
Absolutely.
You look at these players, right, for the Steelers. Watt, Herbig, Benton, and Highsmith. Four players with at least 10 quarterback hits. The Bears have one, Montez Sweat. I know you hear a lot. He said 90 and 56. 90 is TJ Watt. 56 is Alex Highsmith. Those two are two of the best to do it. Those guys got a variety of pass rush moves, long arm, a spin. You're going to have to give Theo Benedict some help. But can Darnell Wright hold up? Darnell Wright's number six in pass rush win rate. You know, he's a guy that's doing a really good job against the pass. All three of their interior offensive linemen per ESPN analytics are top 10 in pass rush win rate. Can these guys hold up against Herbig? Herbig's one of the guys that's leading. He leads the NFL in pass rush win rate. You're not hearing a ton about Herbig. Herbig is a guy that can really get to the quarterback. He's a backup linebacker, but Keanu Benton is a guy from the interior, and they run a 3-4 defense. I'm sure everybody knows what 3-4 defense is. You get two outside linebackers, and that's Watt and Herbig or Highsmith, right? So those guys off the edge are good, but they also got interior rushers. So if you can block these guys with your offensive line, there is holes down the field. I was telling this to Marshall. Layla, do you know where they rank in pass defense this year?
Well, I mean, given their sack numbers, they've got to rank up near, I mean, they've got to rank fairly high in the pass defense.
They're last.
In yards per game?
In yards per game. They're behind the Dallas Cowboys, the Cincinnati Bengals, dead last.
But this chart says...
Yeah, this chart lied. If you can protect...
This chart says they're competitive.
They are competitive because of the 33 sacks. If you don't let them sack your quarterback and you give them some time, there are more holes than Swiss cheese in that defensive backfield, especially these linebackers that are trying to match up with tight ends. They're susceptible to the play action pass. We talked about this yesterday, Marshall.
So you're saying throw to the tight ends. Throw to Durham Smythe and anybody else that's out there.
But hold on, let's just do some like basic stuff too when we talk about this. Like I feel like there are times where sometimes it is as simple a discussion, not easy enough execution of making a team one-dimensional, and you can't do that even though they do show a different look with that 3-4. Like Nick Herbig, for example, who we're talking about, he's got 6.5 sacks to his name on the season, 22 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and an interception. That's a hell of a line for a guy who's considered part of something bigger in the core. He's not the first name you think of that speaks to that win rate that you talk about. All you need sometimes is to show blitz, as we've seen with Dennis Allen's defense. And it can be enough to affect an opposing team when it comes to how the quarterback sees the field or the play. I bring this up not to say the Bears are fragile. I bring it up respecting the opponent.
Yeah, Steelers are pretty solid against the run, too, and that's something that gives you concern right now. They're 13th against the run, but if you look at their last three games, they're only giving up 91 yards, right? That'll put them in the top 10 against the run in the NFL, sitting there at about 7. So this team has come on strong stopping the run, but I don't think they've seen a team as good as the Bears' offensive line and their tight ends at running these wide zones with a sift backside with a tight end. They're so good in their zone scheme. They're switching up. They're running some ISO. This offensive line, the first thing you got to do is establish a run. Once you do that, they have to start matching you in base when you go two tight end sets, and then you start running the play action passes, get the ball to your tight ends, get the ball to your receivers. They run a ton of man-to-man coverage, the second most in the league, man-to-man coverage. And they blitz the second most behind the Minnesota Vikings.
So if it's the goal to keep the base defense on the field to exploit the one-on-one man coverage matchups with the tight ends, it seems like as long as Caleb Williams is having a somewhat accurate day, this offense should be able to cook against the Steelers' defense, especially because of his proclivity, his ability to avoid sacks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Buzzkill here if I bring up the Colts and Steelers game.
What do you want to bring up about
it? Well, the Steelers beat the Colts 27-20, and they held Tyler Warren to only 26 yards.
Well, there's only one Tyler Warren. There's a Cole Kmet and a Colston Loveland. And what did Jonathan Taylor do in that game?
Oh, yeah. There's that. He only had 45 yards.
So, listen, this is why when people are like, oh, the Steelers, they're not that good. I was like, what? Look at the quality of wins they have under their belts. Like, you can't ignore the teams that they have already beaten and have winning records.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, Clay, when I was talking about the Steelers. It's just that's a game that sticks out to me when it comes to what we're trying to talk about. And even picking up on what you two discussed yesterday with establishing the tight ends, no better person to talk to about it than a former NFL tight end and a 9-year veteran.
I was trying to pull up the numbers I told Marshall yesterday because we found some numbers that I thought were very interesting, and I have them right here. Steelers defense against opposing tight ends, 68 receptions, 678 yards, and 7 touchdowns in 10 games. So prorate that through a full season. That's over 1,000, probably 200 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 13 touchdowns. They're giving up a ton of production to tight end. Yes, Tyler Warren didn't have a great game, but if you look at this holistically and you look at this week in and week out, obviously Tyler Warren was one of the guys they circled to, hey, we have to stop this guy. He's a playmaker. But holistically, they have not guarded the tight ends well. They've had a number of guys go over 100 yards. I think 3 tight ends went over 100 yards on them on the year. So if you establish the run and force them to match you in base to 12 personnel, now the Bears have something that they can do that not a lot of teams can do. You can come in with a tight formation with your 2 tight ends, and then you can split out. Now you got these linebackers that can't breathe outside of the box trying to cover Colson Lovell and Cole Kmet on a wide formation, on a formation where they're split out. And now you got some serious, serious mismatches out there that are easy to find, not to mention if you can run the ball, they have to accept the idea that you can run the ball, and now they have to buy it on the play action. And now you're getting some holes in these zones, and you're getting some linebackers stepping up, and you can hit the tight ends right behind them. So I think that's going to be a big part of this game plan, is obviously try to establish the run against a team that has been doing good of late, but also these linebackers aren't great in coverage.
I think the wrinkle here, when you bring up the Colts game, which is an excellent example of this Steelers team being effective against a good team. They did the same thing to the New England Patriots. They beat them earlier in the season. We see how good the Patriots have been on the whole. In that game, Daniel Jones throws 3 interceptions. Caleb Williams never thrown 3 interceptions. He's never turned over the ball 3 times in one game. I'm not even going to knock on wood. He knows how to take care of the football. I think even though he's only played 27 games as an NFL quarterback, one thing I can say that's been consistent about him is he takes care of the football. Only the Eagles have fewer than the 6 turnovers that the Bears have committed all season. And so with Ben Johnson, the understanding that Caleb's going to take care of the football, I think that allows him to be able to do so many different things because he's not worried about that, especially with a young quarterback.
No, absolutely right. And I think that you have 27 games played, 19 you haven't thrown an interception. I mean, that's impressive. That's a trend. That's not something that is something you can just explain away. That's a trend. And just one more thing to get back to this tight end thing before we move on from that. The Steelers are 26th in yards per target to tight end, 26th best in the league. So there are some plays, some chunk plays that should be available when you look at the previous 10 games of this year. And I know you guys know I love talking about tight ends, but I think Caleb Williams will have a good game in this game. He's so good about escaping this pressure. He's got that sixth sense. And you see the Steelers were practicing Caleb's spin. You saw they had a couple players in there doing the spin. They're practicing going against the ball. I don't think there's a way you can really practice that. That's something when the guns start going off that you have to be able to do or you have to not. It's just something that happens, right? It's something that you have to react to. And Caleb's so good about doing that and creating plays with his legs. He's beginning to use all those tools. So I think that's also something he can take advantage of.
That's Clay Harbor, and Marshall Harris is here. I'm Layla Rahimi. And coming up next, I'm Rahimi Harris and Grody Moore with Clay Harbor in studio. I'm going to get back to something you said about the blitz, because I feel like that's important given that the Bears just faced the Vikings. And also ask you a question about how the ball was distributed against Minnesota Sunday that I think could be really important for the Bears. So we'll do that and more coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.